Today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily dives straight into the latest happenings in the GPU world, with a focus on AMD and its competitors, as well as some intriguing stories from the overclocking community. We've got some exciting news about the Radeon RX 9060 XT, a cautionary tale about a $5,000 RTX 5090 that met an unfortunate fate, and a look at the current state of GPU pricing and availability. Let's break it down. Headline overview: 1 AMD's Radeon RX 9060 XT is on sale for $409, a notable deal for gamers looking to upgrade their setups. 2, a newbie overclocker has reportedly destroyed a $5,000 RTX 5090 while attempting to learn soldering, raising questions about best practices in the overclocking community. 3, we'll also touch on the broader implications of current GPU pricing trends and what it means for developers and gamers alike. Let's start with the Radeon RX 9060 XT. If you're in the market for a mid-range graphics card that can handle 1440p gaming, this may be the deal for you. Priced at $409 after a $50 discount, this card is a solid choice for those looking to build or upgrade their gaming rig without breaking the bank. The RX 9060 XT boasts 16GB of GDDR6 VRAM, which is crucial for modern gaming at higher resolutions. Its specifications include a base GPU clock speed of 2620 MHz and a boost clock speed of up to 3230 MHz, making it quite capable for 1440p gaming on high settings. It features a dual fan cooling design, which is essential for maintaining optimal temperatures during extended gaming sessions. In terms of connectivity, it offers one HDMI 2.1b port and two DisplayPort 2.1a ports, ensuring compatibility with the latest displays and supporting higher refresh rates. Benchmarks indicate that while it performs admirably against competitors, it does slightly lag behind the RTX 5060 Ti with 16GB of GDDR7 memory, which retails for a higher price. However, in the current market, where GPU prices fluctuate wildly due to supply chain issues and the ongoing impact of AI demands, finding a quality card at this price is noteworthy. The RX 9060 XT's performance places it comfortably in the mid-tier category, making it a strong contender for gamers who want to enjoy high-quality visuals without spending a fortune. Now, shifting gears to a rather cautionary tale from the overclocking community, we have the story of a newbie who attempted to learn soldering on an RTX 5090 Lightning Z GPU, which is priced at a staggering $5,000. This individual decided to practice their soldering skills on a limited edition card, which is already a risky venture given the card's high value and the complexity of its components. The owner reportedly damaged the GPU while trying to install a custom 2500-watt XOC BIOS, which requires physical modifications to the card. This BIOS is typically reserved for elite overclockers, but the leaked firmware made it accessible to others. Unfortunately, the attempt to modify such a high-end GPU resulted in ripping a pad and misaligning a resistor, rendering the card non-functional. This incident highlights the importance of caution and experience in the overclocking community. While pushing hardware to its limits can be exhilarating, it's crucial to have a solid understanding of the components and the risks involved. Even seasoned overclockers can make mistakes, but for beginners, the stakes are even higher. The repair process for this damaged card appears to have been complex, with the repair technicians at Northridge Fix attempting to restore the GPU to working order. Their initial tests revealed that the card failed to power on, raising questions about whether it could be revived at all. This serves as a reminder that while the allure of overclocking and modding can be strong, the potential for costly mistakes is ever present. As we wrap up today's discussion, it's clear that the GPU landscape is dynamic and filled with both opportunities and challenges. The RX 9060 XT represents a solid option for gamers seeking value, while the RTX 5090 incident serves as a cautionary tale about the risks of overclocking without adequate experience. Looking ahead, we can expect continued fluctuations in GPU pricing as manufacturers navigate supply chain issues and the ongoing demand for high-performance hardware for gaming and AI workloads. It's an exciting time to be involved in the GPU space, whether you're a developer, a gamer, or an overclocking enthusiast. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll delve deeper into upcoming releases and trends in the GPU market. Until then, keep pushing those frames and optimizing your workloads.